A dreadful mistake, Nigel Farage warns UK is sleepwalking into Theresa May 2.0. By Oliver J.J. Lane on July 19, 2022. Mr. Brexit Nigel Farage has warned that Britain is heading to a Theresa May 2.0. Name-checking a disastrous former Prime Minister who nearly killed Brexit. A dreadful mistake that will see the Conservatives punished come the next election. The Conservative leadership race, which is presently in the hands of Conservative members of Parliament who have nearly completed the process of whittling the field down from 12 aspirants to 2 finalists, is certain to give the country either the great globalist or Theresa May 2.0, Brexit leader Nigel Farage warned. Speaking before Kemi Badenoch was eliminated from today's race but nevertheless correctly asserting she would not make the final two, Farage looked on with apparent despair at the likely outcome of this phase of the race to replace Boris Johnson, a final showdown between MP's favorite Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss. Speaking during his weekday GP News talk show, Farage reflected on the qualities of the two most likely finalist candidates, calling Sunak a great globalist and recalling Truss's checkered past of membership of left-wing parties and opposing Brexit, even if she now sells herself as a pro-Brexit leader. Farage said, "It's probably going to be Truss versus Sunak. It's probably going to be the great globalist, the man who has family links and interests with businesses in China, who is happy working hand in glove with the big banks, who has helped raise our taxes to the highest in 70 years, against somebody who, as an adult, she was a Liberal Democrat activist. She spoke at the Liberal Democrat conference. She wanted then, at least, to abolish the monarchy. She voted to remain. She voted 3 times for Mrs. May's dreadful deal. And yet suddenly the ERG, and prominent Eurosceptics, think she's the one." Reflecting that the most likely to win the competition, in the end, was Truss, despite candidates more popular with the Conservative Party membership having already been eliminated from the competition by Conservative MPs, Farage mourned a dreadful mistake. He continued, referring to the challenge the Conservatives will have at the next election holding onto the Northern and Midlands red wall seats it won for the first time in the last election. "I think the Conservative Party are making a dreadful mistake. I think it's Theresa May 2.0. Yes, she was a Remainer, but it'll be okay. No, it won't be okay and I don't think she can connect with the red wall." While Nigel Farage couldn't reasonably be called a Conservative Party supporter, he directly or indirectly brought down 2 Conservative prime ministers last decade and handily defeated the party in EU elections when Britain was still in the EU. It is reasonable to surmise he has an interest in it keeping power for now, purely to keep the pro-European Union Liberal Democrats and Labour to the left of British politics out of power. In terms of keeping the left out of power, then, the Conservatives selecting a Theresa May 2 is potentially a very serious issue. Theresa May actually lost the Conservative Party seats when she went to the country in the 2017 general election, leaving Parliament unbalanced to the point where passing legislation became essentially impossible. It was against this background of chaos that the British government attempted, badly, to negotiate the Brexit process with the European Union. Liz Truss is not considered one of the better communicators among the Conservative leadership hopefuls in sending either her or scandal-tinged and extremely wealthy taxman Rishi Sunak into battle at the upcoming general election may in time be seen as a miscalculation. If the Conservatives win the next general election, it would be a historic event, the first 5-term government in the UK ever. Yet as Breitbart previously reported, Farage prognosticated that if the Tories didn't pick a fresh start candidate like Kemi Badenoch, they are utterly doomed.